It's a new year, 2013. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? 2013. I was born in 61. Doesn't seem like that long ago. We got some people over here laughing because you know, they weren't born in a year that had a 19 in it. But it was just yesterday. And yet it was a long time ago. But not as long as for others. Yet we have the Word of God this morning that we're looking at, which is thousands of years old. But it's as new and fresh today, and it just happened. It was just given. As we come into this new year, I like to focus on stewardship. And I think I'm going to look at this passage today from Romans through the lens of stewardship. Okay, because when you read the passage, you don't see the word stewardship in there. But if we look at this and say, okay, how does stewardship impact this, or how does this impact stewardship? What does stewardship have to do with this? Are they related? We're going to ask that question as we read and look at this passage this morning. I want you to be thinking about that as I read this passage. So, think stewardship as we read this. Romans chapter 12, start verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's pray. Father, we come before you asking that you would give us this morning. Lord, that we might indeed know your good, pleasing, and perfect will. Because you have indeed renewed our mind. Because you are in us. You are changing us. Because, Lord, we have given ourselves to you. Father, I pray right now that as I stand here and as I preach, people wouldn't remember me or remember what I'm saying or what I'm doing, but instead would remember how you are talking to their heart right now. How you would show them, Lord, what you have for them. Your lesson for them this day and your new word, which is the old word, which is new and fresh every time we read it. So, Lord, reveal yourself this day to each person here, to each person who hears this word, that they might know you better. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I titled this, I said, Stewardship is Worship. Now, let's just see what the text says. It's saying here, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy to God, pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So giving of our bodies, our lives, to God, that is worship. Again, what is stewardship? Stewardship is caring for God's property that He has given into our control for His benefit. This is God's property. Before I can care for anything else that He puts into my hands, I must give myself fully and completely to Him. And we're not just talking giving our body, our flesh. I'll die for you, God. I'd take a bullet for that guy. Yeah, but will you go and sit next to them when they're crying, when they're sad? Will you take a phone call at 3 a.m. where they just want to talk? Will you do the little things too? Sometimes it's easy to do the big things and not the little, but sometimes we just want to do the little things, but we don't want to do the big things. But if we're giving ourselves fully to God, that includes the big and the little, and everything in between. We're giving ourselves wholly to God. Wholly. To make ourselves set apart for Him. He owns us. Now, He already owns us. He created us. Before you were knit together in your mother's womb, God knew you. He's the one who caused you to be. Yet we, in our hubris, our self-absorption, think that nobody can tell me what to do. I am me. And in American society in particular, we are very, very much enamored with the individual. Individual rights will often trump what the group, what's better for a larger group. We have done this in many ways. But what this passage here in Romans, when God is speaking to us through the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the church in Rome, to us, to the church, he's saying, you need to give yourselves over to God to be holy. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as we do what we remember that when we took communion today, and remember the work that He did on the cross. When He died on the cross, He died for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we could be restored to that right relationship with the Father, that broken relationship. Why God created us, Adam fell, and that sin is through all mankind. And we need that restoration. But many of us think of just ourselves that, well, I need to do this or I need to do that. No, Jesus did it. He did all the work. We just need to receive it. Individually and as a group. Now we have this living sacrifice, this holy body that we're to give to God. It's His because He created it. It's His because He bought it and sealed it. But it also needs to be His because we gave it to Him. Why? Because He could take it from us. Because He's asked us to give it to Him. See, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. He marks us His own, His property. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1. But He comes because we invite Him. We submit ourselves to Him. And in this passage, it's telling us that if we really want to worship God, we have to give ourselves to God. We need to be holy. We need to be holy, holy. Holy as in the whole thing. Holy, set apart for God. And that's our spiritual act of worship, or our reasonable act of worship. the way that we are best able to worship. You want to worship God? How many here want to worship God? You can't worship God till you give yourself to Him. Fully. If you're holding back any of it, your worship, it's short-changed. It's not complete. It's not full. You guys are not worshiping fully. You can't, because you didn't give yourself fully to God. Now, stewardship, again, is all about taking care of God's stuff, recognizing that it is God's, and managing it for His purposes. When we give ourselves fully and completely to God, He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's not the world that we're supposed to be looking for our the way that we're supposed to do things. The wisdom of the world isn't it. But instead, renewing of the mind that comes through having given ourselves fully to God and letting God into our mind. God, you can have all of me except my head, except my mind. I'm going to have those secret places in there that where I go and I play and I say or do things in my own head, and I want you part of that. No. He needs to renew our minds, be in part, be in every aspect of it. Now, if we do that, if we actually allow Him to renew our mind, to transform us in this way, it tells us then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. If I know what God's will is, I am better able to do it. If I don't know what my Father's will is, I cannot do what it is He wants very well. You ever have somebody try to give you directions or tell you to do something that's and not know why? What the end result that they're looking for? Just saying, well, just do what I told you to do. And you kind of go, why? No. Just no questions. No, you don't need to understand. You just need to just do this little part. And you might be able to accomplish and do just the task that you were asked to do, but you don't know if there is a chance that you could have done a better job had you known why. I'll give you a very simple example. If my father was working on something, I was his gopher. Okay? When we were doing projects around the house, whether it was working on the car, working on the house, whatever, I was the gopher. That was my job. Go for this, go for that, right? I needed to know why he was doing some things so that I could best do that task. Sometimes so I could anticipate what he was going to ask for. Other times he would ask for something. Go get the toolbox. Well, one, which toolbox? Because he had several. If he's working on something that required a socket set, I knew what he wanted was a socket set. So I shouldn't bring him the toolbox that doesn't have any sockets in it. So if there were two toolboxes and one had a socket set in it and one didn't, which one do you... If I knew his purpose, knew what he was doing, I would then be able to better grab the right toolbox. I wouldn't wonder, which one did he want? I don't know. I'm going to have to guess. I would know. what my Father's will was, because I knew what He was doing. If we have a renewed mind, if we have the Holy Spirit living and working with us, if we have given ourselves fully and completely to God, people, we're going to know God's will much better. We're going to be able to test it and prove it. You will then be able to approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. How many times have you heard somebody say, "I just wish I knew what God wanted me to do"? Maybe you've said those words. Anybody here say those words ever? Well, guess what? You can know exactly what God's will is for you. You want to know how? Give yourself fully and completely to God. Your body is a spiritual sacrifice. And now here we're not just talking the body, but you, the body, the person whom you are, your name. Me, Bruce Charles Hobbs. Me. I need to give me, all of me, to God. And when I've done so, I'm then going to know what God's will is for me. But if I haven't given myself completely to God, guess what? I'm not going to have that transforming in my mind. I'm not going to be able to say, "Oh, you know, I don't know what God wants." I'm not going to be able to say, "Well, does God want me to do this or does He want me to do that?" That's bad stewardship. I don't know what my Lord wants. How can I best know what my Lord wants? By giving myself fully and completely to Him. Now I know. Why? Because He'll have transformed my mind because I gave myself fully to Him. Tells us not to conform any longer to the pattern of the world. See, if we give ourselves to God, we're not trying to fit to the world, we're trying to fit to God. We're saying, "God, You own me, You do it to me." Instead of us going to the world and saying, "Well, you know, we'll take a little off the side here and I go get my hair cut, I tell them what I want. But if I'm going to God, He's saying, this is what I want." There's a difference. And when we come to those times when we need to figure out what God's will is, we're going to be able to approve and test and approve what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is. I'll be able to test it. I'll be able to approve it. Is it God's will that I do this and this? If I have given myself fully and completely to God, the answer is God's word. Not Bruce telling you this, but God is saying you will be able to test and know. Now, if you're trusting in my word and my promises, it's not going to work out that way all the time. But if God's promising it, it's something you can trust in and you can know. Well, I don't know what God's will is. Then maybe you haven't fully, completely given yourself to God. Well, I don't like you to tell me that, Pastor. Sorry. Because I'm telling you right here, it's telling us that if we have done so, if we have worshipped God, if I've truly worshipped God, that means I have given God all of me. And I have sought after Him instead of the world, allowed Him to transform me and renewed my mind. Then I'll be able to test and know God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. He says it. Do you wish to worship God? Everybody here says yes. Well, you can't do so without being a good steward. If you don't know what God's will is, you can't worship Him. But you can only worship Him by giving yourself fully and completely to Him. Stewardship is worship, people. If you want to know what to do as you go through life, first we need to do what it is that God told us to, which is give ourselves fully and completely unto Him. Our lives as living sacrifices. Not a dead sacrifice. Okay. Move me, God. No. I'm a living sacrifice. That means I'm still moving. I'm in motion. And as I'm going through, saying, God, transform me, use me, whatever I'm doing, however I'm going, might you lead me only where it is I'm supposed to go for your good and perfect will, and I'll be able to test that, because as I get to the point and say, should I do this or should I not do that? Well, God says that that's not a good idea. Well, then I should not do that. That would be bad stewardship. It's only when we're living completely for God that we are giving God the worship that He desires. Living for God is worship. It is stewardship. People, stewardship is worship. It's doing His good, pleasing, and perfect will with the resources He's given us. The first thing He's given you is yourself. You got to give Him that first, people. I need to do it. We all need to do it. We need to do it each and every day. Let's pray. Father, we come before You. We just thank You that, Lord, You indeed are loving, merciful, gracious God, that You sent Your Son Jesus to live the perfect life, to be born, to be the sacrifice, and that He went to the cross knowing what He was doing, yet He went anyways, Lord. He said, not My will, but Thy will be done. It wasn't His will to die, it was His will to do Your will, and Your will required that our sins be paid for. Now, Lord, as Jesus showed us how to be a living sacrifice in every aspect of life, might we do the same. Right, we give ourselves fully and completely unto You, God, trusting that whatever the result is will be for Your glory. That Your good, perfect, and pleasing will is just that. It's good. It's perfect. And it's pleasing to You. So, Lord, help us to be good stewards. Help us to worship You fully and completely, to do that reasonable spiritual act of worship of giving ourselves, our bodies, our lives fully and completely unto You, Lord. Help us to do this each and every day, that we might be transformed in our minds. and then be able to live our lives in such a way as to maximize the stewardship and the result, the outcome for your glory, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.